up to prime time, bitch!
Hello, boils and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
You're Yanny. Listening to Horny... Huh?
Yanny.
Which one am I
Yeah,
saying?
Which one do you fucking hear? Yanny.
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 Larl.
Yanny.
Larl.
Yanny. Larl. Is it just gray or fucking blue? Fucking dumb internet.
We just revealed that to Betsy, the Yanny Laurel thing, and she was so furious. Yanny. She ate Mono's phone.
You're yelly. Which is so strange, but yeah, whatever. I hear the why.
Okay. They don't.
Regardless of what you hear, ladies and gentlemen,
true horror.
That is the scariest.
This is real horror.
That bullshit.
This is Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast, which you will definitively hear.
Yeah, that's right. And it's hosted by three legit horror heads. And we do everything and anything dedicated to the best genre in the world, horror. Mm-hmm. We do it all. We have interviews, we watch movies.
Wow.
We have debates, we do horny bowls. We
flawless.
Do it all.
We pull office pranks. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We put the boss's butt in a bucket of water.
Yep.
And that makes them pee.
And he peed. He peed like a baby on a changing table. The second his little butt touched that water,
just like the boss, you too can be a part of the action. You guys can reach out to us at Horny for Horror on Twitter and Instagram.
Ooh,
just
baby.
Like you did today, which we were so excited to get your input on. In case this is your first episode, hello, you crazy maniac. My name's Mono.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Adam, you crazy maniac.
You
and
maniac,
we
crazy
reached
maniac.
Out to you horror heads because today is a day that we love. We're doing an improvised horror film.
Yeah.
But because it is improvised, we don't want to plan it ahead of time. We asked you horror heads to submit titles for horror movies that do not exist.
Great one.
We put them into a website someone else spent a lot of time making that randomizes and selects for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mono's been up all night calculating it.
Yeah, I've been running my contabulator, my abacus, not to mention my, what were those things? Those really like
vibrator.
Dorky, huh?
Vibrator.
A bunch of vibrators.
Yeah, those vibrators.
Those
remember
dorky
those, like,
vibrators.
Not fun little laptops. That, like,
word processors.
No, not that. It's like it was like a dorky toy that you your parents would be like, this is like a computer, but it's fun.
Like Commodore,
like
Commodore 64?
Or something.
I don't know.
I don't
my
know
parents never gave me that.
My parents gave me an NES and were like, have fun.
Yeah.
Don't be a nerd.
Too. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, for sure. My parents were like, here's whatever.
Mono's leave computer room looks just like that part from Willy Wonka where that guy's calculating what you could do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Everybody's like wearing just white uniforms.
Oh my God, I found it. Oh my God. It was like a dorky, it was like these not fun, dorky little laptops.
Oh, that's a toy.
Yeah.
You are being so generous by defining that as a laptop.
Me too. That's a baby toy.
Yeah. Laptop.
That's
a tiny child's toy with big buttons.
I traded in my MacBook Air.
No.
And I paid $13,000.
The difference. I had to pay the difference. But anyways,
we tabulated.
Calculating all these great names.
Mono's been calculating.
Now, some of them we were very confused by because when I said the title of the movie out loud, I heard super scary movie, but Betsy heard
Yanny.
Betsy heard Yanny. Miss Yanny.
Miss Yanny.
And I've heard nothing. Since I lost my hearing when the Blue Angels air show blew their jets over my head when I was six.
That was a real surprise when they blew up their jets.
They blew
that
up
was
their jets.
Crazy.
Well, it was also a Civil War reenactment, so it was very confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know why the South had jets.
Yeah.
The South had jets.
Some of the actors went with it and they were just like, what is these future birds?
Yeah. Future Birds.
Future Birds.
Future Birds, not a title submitted today, but we had a lot of great ones.
We had such great ones.
Such good ones.
We tossed them into a website that then picked
randomized
one for us.
I love science
traded in
noises.
My car for a VTech laptop.
And I'm telling you, it's not a laptop. It's a baby's
toy.
We could get you one on Amazon for probably $23.
It's the baby toy where you push the button and air bursts push little rings up in the air to land. It's a child's toy. It's a baby.
That is nanosonic technology.
You've been had.
Nanosonic technology. Your grandma can play it.
So we came to one and only one.
Push the button, Mono, and let's see what it is.
Only one.
Cheers for cow. Wow, we got Murder at the Panda Express.
Ooh, yeah. I like that title.
That's a good title.
I like it.
I also love Panda Express. I'm pumped.
Yeah. A previous sponsor of Horny for Horror, Panda Express, who pulled their advertising with us when we described their food as cum-based.
That's true.
I mean, have you ever had any of the breaded stuff? It's cum-based.
It is cum-based. And I mean, to be fair, they know they use cum. It's a fantastic stabilizer, and it really...
I'm not mad at it.
No, I ordered it.
Murder at the Panda Express. So let's talk what we're thinking.
What are we thinking?
My gut immediately was thinking almost chopping mall style.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Of like, we're closing down Panda Express. Let's party it.
Oh, that's
good. That was just my first thought. But what
I love
you guys...
it.
I was thinking like elements of Clue, maybe some light elements of a murder mystery.
Okay.
Since it... the title reminds me a bit of the...
Of what? Of what?
This movie, Scream. So, and that was a murder mystery.
That's a murder mystery.
This movie called Ghost Ship.
Yeah, I like that. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of good slasher movies that have a mystery at their core. There's like Black Christmas or Terror Train where it's like someone's killing in this one location. We got to figure out who
love
it is.
It. Yeah.
So there you go. I do love the idea of it being like the closing of this Panda Express. So it's kind of like that gives the characters impetus to like say how they feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like just get the truth out there, but maybe someone doesn't want to go.
Ooh, are you saying like a splash of Breakfast Club? Maybe just a splash.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Slasher Breakfast Club.
Splash, slash of
Splasher,
breakfast.
Slasher.
That's good, yeah.
And then maybe a killer related to how they cook there and what the food is.
Oh.
Interesting.
Like a killer chef.
Okay.
Wow.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready to do it.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
And ghouls. Ladies and jewels. Leggings and jewels. Please sit down, eat your damn popcorn, get a Coca-Cola from the lobby, because it is time.
Let's all go to the
Yanny. Let's all go to the movies. Here's your feature presentation. Murder at the Panda Express.
We hear questionable Asian music playing over the speakers.
I'm too afraid to even try that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to try that. I'm just going to say it's questionable.
Yeah. No, like, it's being passed as Asian music, but it's like Depeche Mode. We're like, this is not an Asian soundtrack.
Funny.
It's not accurate enough.
Yep.
So, like, everything they play that they say is Asian, and this all comes from a manager, which we see behind the counter. He's got a comb over.
Yes.
This is Mr. Scrump.
Scrum.
And he really wants this place to have like a great Asian vibe, but he just gets all his details inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Scrump's a disgusting man who scratches at his like skin and
it falls down into the orange chicken, which is why they currently have an F health code rating.
That's so gross. The clock on the wall is ticking at 9:30 p.m.
Kids, where are you doing it? We still got 30 minutes till we close.
It pans over and we see that two of his employees, this is Briff and Tanja, are cleaning the floors, and they have to clean it on their hands and knees with like a little tiny scrub daddy.
Oh, what is it, sir?
What do you want, Mr. Scrump?
I want you to push the orange chicken. Orange chicken, beef and broccoli, sugar shrimp.
Now you're just... naming everything you're looking at, Mr. Scrum.
I want you to push them. We still got half an hour. I know this has been on the burner for 48 minutes.
Okay.
But it's still
okay. Mr.
Good.
Scrum, when somebody walks in, we'll push the orange chicken, the beef and broccoli, the shrimp one. Well, but
Briff,
right now, we're...
You're the sexy one. Why don't you go out there with...
Mr. Scrub, I don't think you're allowed to say that to me. Still,
it's
I don't
the
like
80s,
it.
You woman.
You can't keep blaming your insensitivity on the 80s, Mr. Scrub.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what?
Okay, you white.
Mr. Scrub, you know what? Fuck off.
Hey,
I'm going to say that to you because, listen, we close, all right? We close in 30 minutes, and then we got to tear apart your store and because we owe you because of that life debt we owe you.
That's right. I bailed you out of prison for underage drinking and driving.
Yeah, you provided the alcohol and forced us to drive you home.
As we know in this town, you're allowed to drink and drive, just not underage.
Yeah. Well, it's the 80s.
Yeah, it's the 80s.
Everyone can drink. But listen, we're not going to take your shit, all right? You know what? I hope something bad happens to you.
Tanja!
I'm sorry, I've just had it. He's sexually harassing you all the time.
Oh, yeah. Tanja, I've had enough of your mouth. No, I'm going to get out of here before you say something really stupid.
Get your fingers out of my mouth.
Oh.
Ew, Mr.
I just wanted to taste it. You, Tanja. Sexy Briff.
Stop grabbing my boobs.
Get off. Get off, Mr. Scarf.
Ow.
Good. Good job, Briff.
Joke's on you. That made me hard.
Get out of here.
Scrump, get out of here.
Okay, Briff, you sexy woman. Tanja, you alpha female who stands up for the right thing. I'm getting out of here.
He scurries off.
He scatters away.
He has very tiny, like, roach feet.
He has
a little roach feet.
Yes. He has a ton of little roach feet on for his feet.
And the way he leaves the room is he runs hard at a wall, like in Harry Potter, where you don't see an opening, but he just goes through it. We have no idea how he does it.
Trust me, the kids have tried it.
Yeah, a lot.
Thanks for standing up for me, Tanja.
Someone's got to. This is bullshit. You know, just because we have one night left working for this asshole doesn't mean we got to take his crap.
Yeah, no. Hey, speaking of crap, did you get the stuff for the party afterwards?
Oh, I got it. I got Special K.
Yes.
I got some poppers.
Yes.
I got some illegal fireworks from my brother.
Yes.
Which, by the way, my brother has been asking about you again.
He has?
Yeah.
Tanja, what have you told him?
Nothing. I told him you're a great person. I told him you're fun to work with.
Thank you.
And I told him this is our last night. And he said that he and his buddy might stop by later in his convertible Camaro.
Awesome. Ding, 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 ding. Just as they finish this conversation, some customers stroll on in.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Heath, the punk employee who works at the FYE across the way.
Tapes rule! Tapes rule! Records drool! And there will never be a replacement for either one of them.
I'm Heath, and this is Trash.
Hell yeah, my name's Trash. Born and raised with that name. My parents hate me.
That's his real name. It's on his birthday. On his birth ticket.
I know.
It's on my birth certificate. It's on my license. It's on my passport.
I know who you guys are. You come in here every 30 minutes and scream at us.
Oh, yeah.
We like to expositorily explain ourselves.
Take cassettes, rule.
FYE will never die.
Listen. My favorite is when they melt in the car.
Oh, yeah. Because, see, here at FYE, They're at FYE. We believe in technology that's a little older.
Okay. Do you guys want to eat some food or something?
Do you
want
some sugar shrimp?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any that's room temperature, quickly approaching ice cold?
Yeah, but I mean, it is cum-based, so it tends to stay a little warm. But no reason we can't. We can throw it in the freezer for you. Please buy as much as you can. We're trying to blow it all out before we close in 30 minutes.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that's right.
And by the way, just make sure you guys are out of here in 30 minutes because the doors are on a time lock. And if you're not gone, you'll be locked in here with us all night.
We'll be out of here.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Locked in with some babies?
Yeah, wait a second. I might not be such a bad idea after all.
I forgot that you guys are closing down. Looks like people don't want fast Chinese food, but they still want fucking tape cassettes.
Yeah.
You guys got to be careful, man. Your hubris is too high. Someday people might not want cassette tapes or to pay $48 for a movie.
Yeah, you guys are flying too close to the sun.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? You can't fly into the sun. My brother tried and his wings melted off.
Icarus.
Yeah, my brother Icarus tried to fly into the sun. His wings fell off. It was really gay.
that was so gay.
Hey, you can't
say
that.
The 80s.
You can't say that. That's wrong.
What?
Tanja.
Using gay as a pejorative. You need to be inclusive.
Tanja.
Uh... inclusive? The fuck language you using?
Hey, wait a second, Heath. Sounds like she might be into you, dude.
Oh.
Play it cool, man.
All right, what can I get you guys? Just let's go down the line here. So
okay,
first
I'll get some sugar shrimp.
Okay, sugar shrimp, yeah, great.
Can I get some noodles smashed with fortune cookies?
Beef and broccoli.
Okay, I'll get some, okay.
Orange chicken.
Yes, and then this, of course, yes, sir.
Bowl of orange sauce.
Yes, of course, yes. Some orange sauce, yes, of course. Yeah, I'll get you an egg roll, yes, of course, yes.
Like kind of vinegary.
Yes, of course, it'll be vinegary.
I'll have that paper menu.
I'll get some water.
I'll get a menu, yes, of course. Would you like a menu?
Tossed with vinaigrette.
The biggest drink you have.
Okay. Okay, a couple of Snapples.
The brightest soda you got.
Okay.
You got any tar?
Yeah, we have tar. I'll put some tar in
here. Okay, great, yeah.
If you don't mind, what are you ladies going to do now that the Panda Express is closing?
I was planning on taking a summer off and going abroad. I really want to see more of the world to broaden my horizons and just see more of what's out there.
Panda?
What can I say?
That's so cool of you.
Is it Tonga or Tanja?
Tanja.
Tanja.
It just depends on where you're from. It can shift with your dialect. I'm very open-minded.
Tanja.
Please.
That's so cool.
What is the name?
Oh, it's your brother.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, I got here early. Cool if I just hang out?
No, totally. You can hang out. This is Brip. I know you guys know each other.
Yeah.
Go and have a seat, bro. I'll get you some food.
Cool.
What do you want to eat? Go ahead and read off your order to me.
Steamed rice.
Yeah, I can get you some steamed rice. Broccoli. Yes. Okay, I'll get you some steamed broccoli.
You look really strong, Dunker.
Thanks. Just been cross-country climbing skiing.
Yeah, he's been climbing skiing his way. He went from New York City all the way to Los Angeles climbing skiing.
Whoa. That's right. I climbed up the Appalachian and then slid down the mainland.
Wow, that makes sense. Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you, I know.
We're finishing up tonight and then
I'm just going to write in my poem book.
What? You have a poem book?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's really good.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've just been shopping it around to different publishers, but you probably wouldn't like it. It's too deep and romantic.
Wait, I love deep and romantic. Give me a taste.
That's what she has tattooed on her knuckles.
Yeah, look.
Deep on one side and romantic on the other, but the letters are split up.
Did you do that at home?
I did it at home and it's pretty affected. Isn't that awesome?
We melted a chest piece and used a hot needle like in prison.
We drank toilet wine.
I'll read you this haiku love.
What's that, 575?
Yeah.
Everyone, please, in the restaurant, if we can please have your attention. Everyone just stop eating for 1 minute.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
My brother, Dunker, is going to read his haiku.
Oh, hey, Dunker.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. In elementary school, you got me in trouble for blowing up the teacher.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
She blew up like a fucking pillow.
Trash's eyes haze over a little bit. We see he's trying to remember the incident. All right, class. Everyone get out your books and turn to page 2. We're going to be reading the alphabet. Hey.
Could I, instead of reading the alphabet, could I...
What's this wick?
Oh, teacher, I have some questions, so don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, please. Go ahead, Dunker.
I'm just wondering if instead of reading from that, I could express myself in a rhythm dance.
Sure, but make it quick. I think something's going on with me.
I'm still talking.
Okay, I'll look at you.
The rhythm dance is postmodern with little bits of Fosse inspiration.
Please get started. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, I would love to do that.
Oh, it went out.
Who's dance? In my truth, teacher, please, over here.
Okay, I want to see this better. Let me sit cross-legged on the floor with my legs spread.
Snap, snap, snap. Teacher, look over here. Don't look next to you.
Huh?
She's going to blow up. Dunker did it.
No, what? No.
Trash, are you okay? You just started shaking and there's drool coming out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's just me.
All right,
I say my haiku, everyone?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Dunker.
Will I ever know true love in my eyes? Are you the one for me, babe?
Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
She pisses herself.
Meanwhile, in the circuit room of the mall, we see a burnt out employee in front of a control panel.
Da 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 da. Oh man, I gotta get home to my dog. Yep, looks like everyone's done for the night, and I'm just gonna go ahead and auto lock all the doors.
Ka-clink! Ka-clink!
A dark figure walks in, dragging a long cleaver that's clearly been used to cut food.
Ooh. You can't be in here.
There goes his arm. There goes his other arm.
How am I gonna masturbate?
Oh my goodness, it looks like whatever this dark figure's doing is they're cutting him like a chicken.
They're cutting him up like a chicken.
There goes his thigh and leg.
No, why are you skinning me?
There goes his tits.
Oh, my tits. No, don't pull off my giny.
He starts quickly preparing him, breads him, fries him in a portable fryer, and then sets him out with a sign that says, Daily Special, Tommy.
Free samples.
Free samples.
Meanwhile, we see some of the oil bubbles out and pours on this, like, 80s control panel. And then we go across the mall, and we see a lot of doors across the mall automatically shutting.
All the doors to stores like Shotgun Emporium.
Like Frankenstein hot dogs.
Babies R Us, but it's where you go and buy a baby.
Yesterday's newspapers.
Yo, mama. The yo-yo emporium.
Don't touch that. Just where you can buy fire.
A store called Loose Roller Skates.
Wigs for your crotch. You know, because, like, you know, Bush is really in right now.
Yeah.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s.
And other Bush is very in right now.
Oh, it's the 80s.
There are a bunch of Bush stores. It's like one whole floor is just Bush stores. But
the
just
Bush level.
Bush, the Bush level. With a Bush food court.
Yes, and one Bush beer advertisement.
Yeah.
And when you walk by, like, one of the Bush eateries, it's a cardboard cutout of President Bush, and he goes, Eat my Bush!
We're back at Panda Express. The door thunk closed.
What? That's weird. We still had 20 minutes before the airlocks.
What is this? Oh my God, look. FYE's fucking closed down too. We're supposed to be there. Oh
man.
God damn
it. Boss Cindy Crawford's gonna be mad.
Cindy Crawford's gonna be real pissed at us, dude.
She'll get over it. Listen, everybody, you idiots. We're stuck in here all night now, okay? We were already gonna have to be in here all night, but now you guys are stuck with us.
All of a sudden, the lights go out. It's pitch black. Everybody's screaming. The lights come back up. And Trash is standing there. And then slowly falls down.
Yes, into noodle ribbons.
Into noodle ribbons.
And he's like, so you can see, like, he's almost like he's like uncorking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a French fry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or when you like peel an apple and you spin it, the core could just be pulled apart.
He has been that. What is that called? There's a term.
Spiralized. Sure. Anyway, and then as he falls down, we see a sign at his feet that reads, Fresh Trash Maine.
Heath, confused and scared, starts slurping one end of his friend. Stop eating him!
Stop eating him!
Oh, my friend!
Yeah, your friend. Hey, I gotta say, you came in here a little more coherent. Are you okay? I know your friend just died, but
my friend died.
Oh no! You had a stroke. Half your face is
okay. I'm better now. Oh, yeah, okay, there I am.
There you are.
We're all in shock. What are we going to do? Something just happened.
All right, look, let's be reasonable about this. Someone has been killed, okay? We need to call the police. We've got to get an outside line of the police, a landline that we all use, and figure it out. Someone should let Mr. Scrump know as well.
Of course. I have a cellular phone.
Oh, my
you
God,
do,
Dunker.
Dunker?
Yeah.
How?
It's stupid. I'm a model in Japan.
That makes sense. Your blonde hair and your blue eyes and your white skin.
Yeah.
And you're 6'6".
Yeah.
You're exotic over there.
Yeah. I've won Mr. Hairless International. That's right. I don't have hair anywhere on my body.
Oh, no.
Which, as we know, is very hot right now.
I gotta go to the bathroom again.
We see. Briff just poofed herself.
But, like, audibly. And they all wait. And she, like, when a dog, she has to, like, walk forward so it, like, trails out.
She's, like, doing that thing that dogs do. Like, they kind of make eye contact.
Oh, they're humiliated.
But they're still making eye contact with you.
He's humiliated looking back at them, just like, sorry.
But, like, Dunker's okay with it because he's, like, understands.
Anyway.
Of course.
Tonga, here, yeah. You use the phone. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you can't be in power and take control.
I know. Let me dial it real quick. Let me fold this long flip open.
Yep.
Let me pull the antenna up a foot or two.
Whoop.
And let me push with both hands because the button's big enough. 9. 1.
Oh, shit. It ran out of power. Here, put in the AC adapter.
Okay. Hold on. Let me plug it into the wall unit. Let me unplug the fridge. It's a big plug.
All right,
there we go. Thank you guys for. Let me plug this in. And 9-1-1. Okay, it's ringing. Across town, a 911 operator answers the phone. This is Lucinda, and she is just over it with her job.
911, what do you want?
Hi, my name is Tonga Tonga. I work at the Panda Express in the mall. And
oh yeah, I've been there before. It's fine. Gave me diarrhea.
That's normal.
But
that's
I still eat it.
That's what you can expect when you eat us. Listen,
okay, what's
one of
problem?
Our friend has been spiraled. He's spiraled and half digested by his friend, but he's been spiraled.
Are you pranking me again? Everybody's been pranking old Lucinda for all of these years.
No, Miss Lucinda, I promise you this isn't a prank. Our friend's been spiraled and he's dead. Okay. We're stuck in here because of a time lock and we need to get out of here.
That's what they say. They call me up. They go, hey, 911, JFK has been shot. And I go, you pranking me? You're pranking me, aren't you?
Lucinda!
Oh, what is it?
Me and the girls are going to the Coliseum, that Roman male entertainment venue.
Oh, I love the Coliseum.
You're coming
but you're
or
not
what?
Pranking me, are you? You've left me before.
No, we're going to see some cocks.
Yeah, I love some cocks.
We're going to smell some
cocks.
Hey,
kid on the phone.
Yes.
Quit pranking me.
No, no, I promise this isn't a prank. Please don't hang up.
Hanging up now.
She hangs up.
Cocks.
Lucinda looks down and realizes her butt's in a tub of water and she starts peeing like a baby.
You got me!
Yeah, I was picking you, but let's go smell some cocks now.
Yeah!
What happened?
I was hung up on.
Well,
she
that's a great
up.
Poem. You should write that down.
You're the poet in the family. I don't have the language for it. Listen, we're stuck in here all night, and one of us is a killer.
Oh,
it could be anyone.
What?
Huh?
It could be Heath. Who? It could be Dunker.
Is it me?
It could be Mr. Scrump. Hey, where is Mr. Scrump?
No, I saw Mr. Scrump leave. Right
what?
When I was pulling up in my car, I saw him leaving and in his really sweet Nissan Altima.
He Couldn't loves that
him.
Altima.
Might as well rule him out right now.
I mean, I think that would be foolish to do. I think we should examine.
I think we should rule him out right now and ask no other questions.
Okay. I'm down for whatever Dunker says.
Okay, well, everyone's opinions are valid. It's the 80s. Listen, while we're here, we've got to... We might as well sit back to back and just figure out one at a time who had motive to kill Trash.
Mm, I have a better idea.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dunker.
No, I want to do that. But then I want to split up a lot and try to sneak out into the mall via the air vents.
Well, I mean, this is a good idea because we could split up and someone could check the kitchen to see if anyone, because it could be someone else.
Wait,
so we should check the kitchen,
wait,
the bathroom. Yes.
Look outside the window.
Huh?
There's a woman running. Oh, it's Shelly from the Gap.
Shelly.
Oh, no.
Shelly in here.
Hi, Shelly. So we cut to that corridor of the mall where Shelly's running.
Yeah.
And we see her screaming for help.
She's
totally not seen them, right?
She's in her underwear. Her underwear and tiny tank top.
I was testing out these new trunk bikini bottoms. Oh, help. We see her big old tongers flopping every which away.
She keeps looking back. but the gang can't see who she's looking back at.
For no reason, there's a Coca-Cola Cool Zone mister in the mall.
Yeah.
And it sprays her.
It sprays
and
her.
She's getting like...
thins her shirt out.
Yeah, her shirt is wet.
But she takes the moment to like flick her hair back in a sexy way, but she also slips because the misters are too strong and it's tiled floor.
Yeah.
So she slips and slides on her back for a long time.
For a long, long time.
For like minutes.
And the gang is watching and trying not to laugh, but it's pretty funny. She keeps like going down the escalators, but then right back up the escalator.
Sliding the whole time. She slides into an open elevator. The door's closed. She's spinning the whole time. The door's open. She slides out again.
She slides back down again.
And then she slides into a soap spill. And as you know, there was a soap spill in the mall. Due to the reckless workers at the Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
And she's now foamy and wet and continues to slide through the mall.
But then, all of a sudden, right in front of Panda Express, as she begins to slide back towards it, a dark figure is approaching her.
She stops.
She stops at this dark figure, breathing heavily.
To go? Or for here.
Two giant chopsticks slide out of the sleeves of the individual and they spear her into either shoulder and pick her up into the air.
I said to go or for here.
She slides down closer to his face.
And she whimpers.
To go?
And he...
he launches her.
Oh, yeah.
He rips her in half with the two sticks and then launches both halves with the sticks.
Like through the skylight.
Through the skylight. She slams through the skylight, breaks out, keeps flying through the air, and her torn in half body, midair, is twisting and twirling, comes back together, lands on the freeway, and slides across the state because she's so soapy. And then it cuts across town. There's a man who's sitting on his couch screaming into the kitchen at his wife.
And she crashes through the window and lands on the couch. And he puts his arm around her and goes, hey.
Come here often.
Come here often. And then loves
and then
it.
And then his wife goes, I know you were cheating.
And he goes, I don't know what to say. He goes, oh, honey, get out of here. Don't you see you're blowing a good thing I got?
And then the wife leaves and he's like beginning to canoodle and she splits in half again. And he goes, oh, 2 for 1.
And because he really likes alts, he also says, now, I like weight loss, but this is ridiculous.
And then he also, because in his mind, he loves alts so much, he goes, oh, you brought a friend. He starts to kiss both halves at different times and then realizes he's found true love, gets down on his knee and proposes to both of them. And the ring he puts on the finger somehow is like half of one finger, half of another.
Yes.
So it joins him again. And then he lives out a very happy life with
a crazy happy life.
That's very fulfilling.
Life. We see them buying a house in Maine. We see them opening a legal marijuana farm.
Yeah. Far together. They grow old.
Oh, they grow old.
She's kind of become jerky at this point. Like, she's continued to dry out.
But
they're still really happy.
Really happy. They're hanging out on their porch, and their dog is starting to, kind of eat her a little bit. And he's just like, get out of here, Shiloh.
And he rocks back and forth in his rocking chair, holding a glass of lemonade, looking out old and gray at all their grandchildren that are playing their half wilted bodies, half normal bodied people. And, he just slowly closes his eyes and passes.
And it's beautiful.
And then we smash cut back to Panda Express and all the kids go, what the fuck was that?
Holy shit.
What the fuck was that?
Wait
a minute. Our friend was just torn in half. Oh my God.
No, so he's out there. Stroke.
Please.
Oh, no. Stop stroking.
Quit stroking me.
I'm back.
All right, enough's enough. Dunker, we got to go with your idea because we got to find out if he's in here or not. Half of us should go to the kitchen.
Because I want to honor you. You're my beautiful sister.
I know. I respect and honor you wanting to honor me.
Dunker, I'm into you. But it feels like there's something going on between you two.
What? No.
What?
No.
I mean, do you think I'm beautiful?
There's nothing going on. We're divorced and we're still friends.
Wait, divorced?
I thought we were siblings.
We are. We're siblings who got married and then had an amicable divorce.
What? You were married?
Yeah. For a while, we were married.
Tonga.
What?
I thought we were going to tell me.
It's the 80s. This is what people do.
Wait, but are you blood relatives? Are you?
You see, I was adopted.
Oh, well, okay. That makes me a little more comfortable with this situation.
I always felt like an outcast. I always felt like I didn't deserve love. And yeah. Tonga Ja said to me, you do deserve love.
Yeah.
We had a sort of Royal Tenenbaums-ish romance where it was like, this is okay, right? Because they're not like
blood. And he was 5 and I was 7. It only lasted a year.
We shouldn't have been married, but at that time I really needed someone to love me. Someone to prove I deserved love. And Tonga did that.
I mean,
are you still grossed out?
I'm a little grossed out. Wait a second. Where's Heath?
Heath?
Cut to the kitchen. And Heath, his eyes are just gigantic because he sees all the free food he could get.
I gotta eat something. Ooh, this looks good. Ooh, I'm a moohog cow pig, and this looks good. Ooh, frozen chicken nuggets. Yes, yeah, sure.
He opens up the freezer and just starts gumming everything that's frozen.
The door slams behind him.
The lights go out.
Guys, this isn't funny.
And then
a
red light comes on.
Hello.
Is this FYE quality music playing? What is this? Guys, this isn't funny.
We see he's been
chopped up.
Hacked to pieces in tiny pieces. Oh, and suddenly a giant piece of rice paper unfurls. And little pieces go into this like beautiful little egg roll.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
A giant egg roll.
A giant egg roll. He's what is sort of left of him is grunts and paint.
Grunts and paint. And then whoever it is grabs this giant egg roll and takes it and dunks it in a big old thing of hot, hot grease.
Oh, God, this is painful.
He cooks to completion. It's a perfect golden brown. Like one of those egg rolls you get where you bite into it and it's like air explodes in your mouth, but it crunches. They put him on a giant plate and push him out of the kitchen door and it rolls into the other room.
It like rolls out on one of those like steamer carts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, oh, my God, a tray. A tray with something on it. Guys, remove the lid.
Dunker.
Dunker lifts it up and they see a perfect giant egg roll.
It rolls over and we see like a perfect imprint of Heath's like face. Silence of the Lambs style face on it. And they all lose their mind.
Freak out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Heath.
Oh my God.
What the fuck's happening?
Oh, that's
Who's
Heath.
Doing this?
That's Heath. Oh, God, he was a big old stupid idiot, but I don't know if he deserved that.
Who is it? Where's Mr. Scrump?
This couldn't be him. He left in his Altima, and should be no follow-up questions.
What?
This feels like the time we should ask follow-up questions. Okay, let's again.
Oh, like after our divorce?
I can't believe you got married.
It was a lifetime ago.
We learned a lot from each other, but
we grew. You
took half of all my toys.
I was legally...
Wait, you were children?
5 and 7.
5 and 7. We married for a year, so we got divorced at 8 and 6.
Our uncle is a boat captain, and he married us on a paddle boat at the lake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And remember, I'm adopted, but you don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So what if this is weird to you?
I'm adopted.
A lot of it.
I'm adopted. Our parents gave us their blessing.
Okay.
I mean,
this is...
We never give you crap for being Catholic.
Yeah, Griff.
I know. I don't even really like it. My parents just forced me to go. It's okay.
Wait a second. Okay. Briff?
What?
I feel like it's kind of your time for a breakthrough.
What?
I feel like you always hold back. You always judge people. And There must be some reason why.
I always judge people. I'm just calling you guys out.
You're a beautiful, sexy woman, and I don't know if you know that, Briff.
You deserve happiness. Okay. You're just lashing out at us for our very normal lives because you're unhappy at Subway. You
deserve it. I really am not that unhappy.
You're shaking right now.
Because we've been seeing people get murdered in front of us in food ways.
Okay, you're right. Listen, I think that we have to do this. We have to talk about why someone would have a motive to kill, or maybe why not. Let's look at the facts here. We have Mr. Scrump, the owner, mm-hmm. who owns this Panda Express and knows that it's closing tonight and that after it's dismantled, he'll lose the thing he loves more than his Altima, the store.
He's been so mad about corporate coming down on his neck, telling him he can't keep this franchise.
Yeah.
It could be him.
All those deadlines he had hit and sales quotas. That's why he kept making us push that meat.
Wait a second. What if it's Lucinda, the 911 operator?
Well, she hates being pranked. Thought we were pranking her and could have been getting revenge for that.
That's right. Lucinda also used to be the mayor of this town.
She did.
And
then she was demoted and publicly shamed for eating too many cookies.
Yeah, they really shamed her in a horrible way.
She ate too many cookies.
And they pulled her pants down.
They held a parade, a shame parade that she had to be the marshal for. And they pulled her pants down and made her eat cookies while she marched down Main Street.
And they made a lot of little kids slap her butt.
Yeah.
Everyone mocked her for having a very skinny vagina, but being pretty beefy everywhere else. That's insane.
That was an insane parade we all went to.
Everyone chanted. We did nothing. So
skinny vagina.
Skinny vagina.
So she kind of has a motive to get revenge on us, the town.
What if it's Cindy Crawford, the owner of FYE?
Yeah, the owner and manager of the FYE.
But why would she do that?
CDs.
CDs.
Their
what were you
going
to say?
I heard that FYE wants to expand.
What?
Yeah, they want to try to take over most of the mall because they're pretty sure that audio cassette tapes are the future.
But they've been moving on the Bush floor because they want to expand, which brings us to our next potential killer, the Bush family. Everyone knows
I'll go with them.
Everyone knows. Actually, yeah, everyone knows they're fucking piece of shit monsters who sold gun contracts and put us all into wars all the time.
Couldn't be them. Let's see. Let's move on.
It couldn't be them. Who else? Who else?
It couldn't be the Bush family.
Wait a second.
What?
Go ahead, Dunker.
What if it's mom and dad?
Our mom and dad. They swore revenge on us.
Wait. Is it because you guys got married?
They gave us
our
blessing, but we should add that they were incredibly disgusted with us.
Well, then don't give me shit for asking a few more follow-up questions.
Which brings us to you.
I just think you are beautiful and sexy. Which brings us to Briff.
You have a lot to gain by us all dying.
That's right.
Maybe I do.
You're going to get our life insurance policies?
I don't know why you signed them over to me.
You're the only person we willed our money over to since our parents have excommunicated us.
You're good with money and finances and bills. You have an excellent credit score of 835.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm very good with money, but you didn't
did
have
to. Do you
do
auto pay? How do you do that?
No, because it's the 80s. I just have a time when I do my bills every month.
Your planner must be so organized.
It hard cuts to a montage, an 80s montage of Briff paying her bills. It's both through the mail by writing checks. It's going to stores in person, dropping it off.
What happens, we hear a knockoff Peter Gabriel sort of hybrid. It's being and funky through the town. Okay, it's
classic Peter Gabriel.
It's a little B-52s.
I'm Peter Gabriel. I'm in Genesis.
It's a rock lobster.
The song is called Rob Lobster, parentheses, paying the bills. Paying the bills, lobster, going to town.
Paying the bills.
We're having fun paying the bills.
While she's doing her montage of paying bills around town, we see that there's a statue erected in the center of town to commemorate when the previous mayor had her pants down and the plaque says skinny vagina.
Never forget. Skinny vagina.
And it just slowly pushes in on that statue for too long.
Wow.
For too long.
It cuts back to the panda.
I would never do that to you guys. You're my friends. And I was hoping maybe boyfriend.
Yeah, but maybe you knew getting rid of me would open up Dunker for more time. See, it could be anyone.
Wow. Well, it could be you guys.
Sure, it could be me. Let's look at what I have to gain.
Society stopping telling you guys are weird?
Yeah, wait a second. There's that weird, really strange caveat in our joint will that if I die first, you get all the money plus an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas.
And I love Las Vegas.
Yeah, you always want to go to Vegas.
It's the only place where I can put aside my political correctness and cut loose like all Americans do. Go to Vegas and be a real monster.
I'll be honest, I have a motive too.
What?
Whether it's my bitterness as an adopted kid or just my drive to want to create amazing poems, I have to admit there's a part of me that maybe would do it all because I want really good material for my poems.
Yeah, you're trying to mine
material.
Really?
You feel you need to murder a bunch of people?
Maybe.
In a very specific way for maybe. Your...
Also, you...
God damn it, I have to go to the bathroom.
Pee comes out of her mouth.
Sorry about that.
She also keeps like kind of like redigesting some throw up.
Oh. Yeah, like a dog.
She eats grass.
Also, Dunker, you basically hitchhiked across the country. And everyone knows anyone who backpacks across the country is insane.
Crazy.
Suddenly, everything is interrupted when a giant Kung Pao, a literal explosion, blows.
A literal Kung Pao
blows the gate open. And they all panic and decide to make a run for it. We have to go. There's no more time. We have to trust each other.
What?
Listen, you two get out of here. I love you both more than anything. I'm going to stall.
No.
You guys get out of here. Dunker, Ganja! I'll always love you. And Briff, you're so smart. Don't ever let anyone sell you short. Always be proud of yourself. I love you guys. Get out of here.
Ganja, no!
Get out of here. I'm going to distract him.
Thank you, Ganja.
They run down the corridor. They run down the corridor. And they are hiding now in this like maze of those like 80s glass cubes.
Yeah.
And it's now created sort of a fun effect where it's like, it's almost like a mirror maze now because they're like deep in this maze of mirror cubes or glass cubes that were so 80s. And now they're like just walking around slowly trying to be as quiet as possible.
And then we cut back to Tanja. Oh, waiting God. Wherever that Kung Pao happened.
I know you're near. Listen, I have a rolling pin, and I'll hit you with it if you come near me. I got this. Oh, you think that's funny, do you? You think it's funny that a woman would have a weapon and be able to beat the shit out of you?
Suddenly, a large Fu Manchu whips at Tanja, giving her like a really wicked scar on her arm.
Wicked scar.
She screams in pain.
Ah!
She tries She gets whipped again.
Whoopsh.
Her hair gets like scalped off of her.
Oh, Jesus. And then all of a sudden, she is doused in a marinade. She's doused in a marinade.
Sure. Just a delicious sweet and sour marinade.
Yeah.
That just covers her completely. And she's trying to find traction, but she can't. She has blood running down her face from her head. And she falls backwards into a giant to-go box, like the big white to-go box.
Yes.
She falls into it, and there's a bunch of rice in it that is so hot it starts to burn her skin.
Oh, no! And then all of a sudden, a bunch of eggs are cracked on top of her.
And, like,
and they start
like,
cooking, and they're like,
see.
Medium well done, and ooh.
And then, like, an oversized pea gets stuck in her mouth, and, like, her jaw, she can't, like, move. It's like,
Help me! Help me!
They close up the box. They put some tape over it. They put it in a giant plastic bag and spin it. So the top's twirls, and then they tie a knot with the plastic bag so she's ready to go.
And they tape it.
Cut back to the glass cube. Actually, let's say the murderer has some alts here. He has some alts here that he really needs to get out.
Okay.
The murderer says out loud,
MSG will kill ya.
He says, soy, oh soy, that's gotta hurt.
Soy, oh soy. He says, looks like your fortune wasn't good.
He says, I don't know how you're oriented.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But gay is bad.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he
that's
says.
The one that's he says.
Yeah, I felt like
that's
the safest.
That's the one he said.
I felt like the safest angle on that.
Yeah. So we cut back to the mirror maze.
What the fuck is going on?
It's on, gonna be on.
Who is this?
I don't know.
We have to be careful, though. We have to be quiet. We have to be brave. You are a brave... What was that? You're beautiful.
Dunker, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I've been through so much pain in my life. I've always lived in confusion, questioning who I am. Where do I come from?
A light starts to come on and slowly get brighter behind a pane of glass. And this is our first full body view of the killer. The killer is covered in takeout menus.
It's like, yeah, like this gorgeous kind of like grand
robe. Awesome.
Grand robe,
made
yeah.
Of takeout menus.
Of every takeout you can imagine from the 80s.
And there's a paper plate on his face with the Fu Manchu that had whipped Tanja earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And just gorgeous, gorgeous long hair.
Yes.
And turns out the long chopsticks from earlier are not actually chopsticks, but fingernails that are chopsticks that go down to the floor.
Awesome.
And they realize he's standing on the chopstick fingers. Not his feet are floating down.
You can't see his feet at all. Ew, that's so spooky.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
That's so good.
To the point where you wish you had seen a little bit more of that over the course of the film. But hey, better late than
we earned it.
Yeah.
Leave us wanting more.
They look at him in awe as he actually like kind of grows. He said something really funny like...
He says something really funny.
And they both, in spite of themselves, can't help but chuckle a little bit because he says something
he
funny.
He says something really funny, like, how about a party platter? And he, like, begins to grow. It's so funny. They laugh.
They're laughing, and like, we have to stop laughing.
There's really a little moment.
Party platter.
There's a moment where the killer, like, in spite of himself, kind of shrugs. He's like, it was pretty good. And it's something he'll remember to tell his friends later.
Yes.
But then he grows more.
He grows more. And from inside of his like cloak robe, he reveals two gigantic walks. Gigantic walks. And he begins slapping them down on the floor of the mall. And they're like the size of cars.
Whoa. Yeah.
And it's all awkward for him to hold them because of his chopstick fingers.
Yeah.
So he's like picking them up and dropping them, but they just stare and wait for him to do that. But he starts smashing out the windows with the walks.
I feel we should run or something. This is gonna take forever.
Wait a second. I think we have to face him.
What? What are you talking about?
Think about it.
Dunker,
think about it.
You know, I think you're hot, but I think you're dumb.
What?
You married your adopted sister
you
when
think
you were-
I'm dumb?
Yes.
I've been through so much shit. I'm adopted.
I think that's dumb, though. Like, you making the choice to hitchhike across the country is dumb.
Oh, and you're perfect.
I'm not saying that by any means. I'm just saying you've done some dumb stuff. And
I write
standing
poems.
Up to this thing.
I write poems.
That doesn't mean you're smart.
Yeah,
that
huh?
doesn't mean you're
what
smart.
What are you even? Do.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
The whole time they're having this fight, the killer is approaching them and backing off because it's too uncomfortable to interrupt. We also find out that Briff is a licensed orthopedic surgeon.
Like
that's
Doogie
crazy.
Howser.
That's
I know.
Why do you work at Panda?
Because I like the food.
You like cum sauce?
I love cum sauce.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah, but I'm not gay.
Oh, ow, okay.
Being gay in the 80s is bad.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
Look, I don't know how much longer we have.
Fine, let's stand up to this monster.
If we die, we'll die.
And
knowing what this monster was.
See, and I'm fine with not.
Briff.
Okay, fine.
A chopstick goes through Briff's leg.
Oh, no.
Briff.
A chopstick goes through Dunker's shoulder.
We should have run.
Sticks him to the walls. And the creature is getting closer with his long chopstick fingers.
And suddenly,
just as he almost gets to him, they get to see his face from inches away. His breath is pouring out and it smells like just soy sauce.
Yeah.
It just smells like strong soy sauce and chili paste is coming out of like the eye slots.
And wasabi begins to dissipate into the air, like making their eyes watery.
Yes.
But the plate lowers and he's able to better see this monster's face.
Yes, which is a nightmare. Which it's all burned nightmare. And disfigured. And just as he gets closer and they see that this man is damaged, a Nissan Altima slams through the skylight, comes straight down and lands on the figure, crushing it. Crushing its body, so just its head and its fingers pinned. Are out. Yeah, it's pinned and like a spider. It's like trying to find traction.
Trying to get out.
Yeah, like kind of like on a turtle on its back. It can't really articulate itself up.
Mr. Scrum!
Mr. Scrum!
That's right, I'm back. I couldn't see you die, even though I haven't seen you in years and didn't want to talk to you.
Wait, what?
What do you mean, haven't seen me in years?
I'm your dad.
Whoa! Wait, Mr. Scrump, how did you know this was happening?
I figured this might happen. You see, 20 years ago...
Wait a second.
20 years ago, I had an employee who was a real nerdy shithead.
Yeah.
Who was a know-it-all, and nobody liked him. Gave him a job at the Panda Express. And one day he was talking about how I don't keep the store up to code enough, you know, on account of my F.
Yeah.
And he complained about how all the cum all over the floor made it slippery to his little feet. And one night he was working alone. You have little feet too.
Oh, we have the same tiny little feet. Me and you and Dad.
The bad guy?
The bad guy had little feet.
I thought you had little feet, Dad.
We all have little feet. It runs our family. I'll get to that reveal in a second.
Okay.
So he slipped in all the cum sauce and fell face first into a hot wok.
Oh, no.
The wok burned his face beyond recognition, and he fell backwards, back of his head first into a fryer, which burned all his hair off, which is why he loves scalping people. He was married to Lucinda, the mayor at the time, and he also was your brother. Jealous of you, which is why he wanted to kill you.
Wait, then Lucinda's my mom?
Yes. Lucinda walks in.
That's right. I'm your mom.
No.
You came out of her skinny vagina.
Yeah, you came out of this skinny vagina.
No, I can't believe it.
All
Mr. Scrum's my dad and Lucinda's my mom? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Why?
Because we fucked.
Why?
Without protection.
We fucked without protection. We had a good relationship built up where she always wanted free food and I'm attracted to her.
Yeah, it worked out. Oh.
It's me, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
I wanted all this destruction to happen. I let this awful thing happen so that when the mall was destroyed, I could take over with my FYE.
Oh, my God.
What? That's right. Me and Cindy have been working together. Raised your dead employee from the dead. And we said, let's destroy this mall and get FYE everything because Cindy was the only one who didn't say I had a skinny vagina. What the fuck is that?
Suddenly, Cindy Crawford and Lucinda and Mr. Scrump realize that they all have long fuses coming out of their
Dunker,
butts.
Distract them. with your dance.
This is a modern interpretation.
What are you doing, sir?
What is this?
Influences of Chicago. So there's a...
What is it, like Fosse or something?
Yeah,
what
is this? It's a little Fosse, but it's also very... do you remember there was this movement in the late 90s of theater?
Of 1890s?
There's a literal Kung Pao and the three bad guys explode.
Bad guys explode and they're blown clear. Briff and Dunker come to.
And they
come to and it's morning now.
It's morning and they hear, glad I could help, dude. That's right. It's Trash. He's recompiled his body into a loose form of noodles, and he's got his dynamite with him that he always carries in his belt loop.
And suddenly...
Huh?
That's right. It's me, President Bush.
President, what an honor.
I just wanted to make sure the economy was growing and thriving, so I made this city a little nightmare.
President Bush, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, I guess.
I'm gonna go do some war now.
Thanks for helping me.
Did you say do some war?
That's right, not gonna do it.
Oh boy, Mr. Bush, President Bush, I'm so sorry.
That's me. Bye.
Hey.
He's wearing high heels.
He's wearing the highest heels to where he has to duck through doorways. Hey, President Bush, real quick before you go.
Click.
Could you please tell your son Jeb to stop coming into our Pan Express and jacking off in the corner?
Something tells me you're going to see a lot more of that in the future.
They all start laughing really hard.
That was very funny.
Freeze frame.
And it says, vote Bush. This film was paid for by President Bush for president.
And the council members of Republican rights.
Just a gunshot because they like guns.
Yeehaw!
Roll credits.
Murder at the Panda Express.
Starring.
Wow.
Murder at the Panda Express.
Starring a very young Paul, what's his name?
Giamatti.
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, sure.
Yes. The whole time, Dunker was Paul Ryan.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
And Briff was, what's her name? Who's really bad at her job and looks like a broom.
Everyone.
Kellyanne Conway. Sure. And Sir Laurence Olivier was was trash. And Mr. Scrump was played by Edward G. Robinson.
And we hear another classic Peter Gabriel song.
I was eating at the Panda Express when I saw my best friend, Cindy Crawford.
Murder!
And then
Panda
the end, like, blackout scene is, like, the end stinger. All the dust and rubble starts to settle. And Dan Quayle's head pops out, and he goes, "Did I do that?" That's it. Murder at the Panda Express.
Well,
a real terrifying film.
Any questions?
You know,
I think
that,
not.
That killer is so scary.
That's horrifying.
For that like goofy of a movie to have that wild of like a character out of nowhere would
horrifying.
Be very scary.
So scary.
Yeah. A little bit of Big Trouble in Little China thrown in there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I feel that. It was the 80s.
I see that.
Just with like those, the motifs. But man, that was fun. That was insane. Yes. I hope it makes sense.
It does.
I think it makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It's
we did it. Of
the time.
The only thing I wanted to see one more scene of is Jerky Wife.
Yes.
Oh, Jerky Wife.
Jerky Wife. You know, maybe rebuilding what their family lost
and
in
everyone
the
knows,
FYE disaster.
Everyone knows the Bush family has access to time travel, so that's why, if there are any anachronisms, that's what that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
They pulled from different eras.
I would hope we wouldn't have to describe or explain the time travel paradox.
Oh, no, everyone knows. That's that's why everyone loves them.
And frankly, if you didn't know that, you're a big dumb idiot.
So that's it. Thanks so much for submitting all those titles. Were fantastic.
So
they all legitimately made us laugh. We really appreciate you taking the time to do
that. So awesome.
Remember that our podcast, you could hear the name of our podcast differently depending on how your ears work.
Yeah.
It's either Horny for Horror or
I'm Peter Gabriel. It'll be one of those two things.
I forgot what the thing was.
Miss Yanny.
We're starting a new thing. If you haven't yet, please rate and review our podcast. We're trying to get up to 666 reviews.
Ooh.
And then we'll quit.
the number of beasts.
We'll all put rocks in our pockets and walk into the ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us what deleted scenes you want to hear from this movie.
Yeah.
And until next time, I'm Mono.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Adam.
Stay horny.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.